Poem for the educated black woman who asked my opinion on shared suffering. I nurse my Shiner Bock in an Indiana bar, because even though I hate Shiner, the lemon floating at the top of my glass is a life raft, a wedge of soggy yellow membranes that carry me back home, down I-20 through Abilene, Weatherford, Fort Worth, and Dallas, where I am the majority, not the minority. But the bitter brown liquid slides down the back of my throat like the grains of sand that stick to my lips during a dust storm. My cells are the same as your cells. Your cells are the same as my cells. Our cells are the same as everyone's cells, but here I am a stain on a laundered white sheet, dancing a cumbia no one else can hear. In Texas, we use barbed wire as clotheslines and cactus for hairbrushes. We walk barefoot over freshly mowed grass and let the caliche make molds of our footprints. In Texas, tough skin is a product of spit, gold bond, and walking it off. We are the same, but alcohol makes my mouth faster than my brain, and I agree. We is a federation of bodies that are tired of remembering but won't stop talking. It is history, a claim on language like the right to knock the shit out of the gringo kid who called me a wetback during recess on our elementary school playground because he didn't want to touch the monkey bars where my dirty hands were swinging. I flew off that elevated ladder like a bruja, black hair eclipsing the sun, and popped him square in the jaw, hard enough for his father to feel. But I don't tell that story. My brown pride runs as deep as my hair is long until I pick up a book that tells me otherwise. Being educated means I can marry a white man and carry his children, tell them to be Hispanic the day they fill out their college applications, but Caucasian as they walk down the halls of a university. Tell me again why we are the same. Ask me if I want to perpetuate my grandfather's chronic back pain by lowering my head towards the ground. I understand the need to band together in this place where we are outsiders, tourists who wear their skin as carry-on luggage, but my tongue grows fat in my mouth like a red-hot salchicha bursting over a flame.